平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们今天呢，一起在这边聚集。
We gather together here today.
这是神给我们的恩典。
It's the Lord's grace.
我们也知道，今天这个冠状病毒呢，已经席卷全球。
We know that the COVID-19 has swept through the whole world.
大概除了南极洲以外，各大洲多有冠状病毒的病例。
Except for North America, the whole continent, the whole world has been affected.
在这样的情况下面，美国现在也有很多的感染。
Because of that, America has a lot of infections.
美国总统 Trump 已经指定副总统来特别的。统管对冠状病毒的防御和治疗。
So the Trump, President Trump has assigned the Vice President Pence to be in charge of the safeguards against COVID-19.
当你打开电视、打开新闻的时候，在美国的电视新闻上。
So when you turn on TV and watch the news, everywhere in the news channel,
除了竞选以外，这个冠状病毒的事情占了很大的比重，越来越重的比重。
We report the COVID-19 as the breaking news besides the election.
你会听到各种各样的消息。
You may hear all sorts of news.
有的人说这个冠状病毒可以成功的抑制住。
Some might say that the disease can be successfully contained.
也有的说这个是不可能的。
Some say impossible.
还会继续传播啊，美国大概会有很多的人在这个冠状病毒这个疫情过后中间都会有感染。
Some say that it will continue spreading and many more people will be infected.
所以我们特别是中国人因为冠状病毒是从中国 先出现的嘛。
Because the COVID-19 started from China as Chinese.
各种各样的推测，我们的信息太多了。
We have a lot of speculations and we got all sorts of information.
而且由于大家互相之间都停止了这种就是贸易，或者说停止了。工厂的生产。
Because manufacturers have stopped production.
那很多的供应链的问题呢，使得全球的经济都开始下滑。
The supply chain has been cut, and the whole world's economy has been negatively affected.
我们都知道，美国的 Federal Reserve 的话呢，他们把利息已经降低了。
The Fed has reduced the interest rate.
但是你看这个美国的股市呢，还是非常非常的动荡。
And however, the stock market has plunged history low.
在这样的情况下面，我们人都很容易会失去信心。
In time of this, it's very easy for us to lose our faith.
前景到底怎么样？
So what's the prospect?For future.
这种不确定性已经在全球蔓延。
And all sorts of uncertainties have spread all over the world.
所以今天呢，就想跟弟兄姐妹，我们一起从打开圣经来看看，圣经里边是怎么样让我们基督徒要面对像冠状病毒这样的瘟疫。
Now let's resort to Bible and see how Bible tells us to how to face.Plagues like this.
也让我们预备好有受苦的心智。
So that we can be prepared towards affliction.
因此，今天呢，我就想会从两个角度来讲这个题目。
So I'm going to cover the topic from two perspectives.
第一个，圣经是对瘟疫有些怎么样的论述。
So what did the Bible say towards?Plague.
第二个是我们基督徒如何面对瘟疫。
Second, as Christians, how we should face plague.
所以这就是今天我们要来一起看的这个，一起来思想这个主题，就是基督徒如何面对冠状病毒。
So today the topic we need to reflect on is as Christians how we are going to face the COVID-19.
那我们再有一点的祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们众圣徒一起来到你的面前。
Holy Father, we all gather together here as your children.
让我们打开你的话语，在你的面前好好的学习，好好的思想。
As you open your words, help us learn and study well.
因为你是参透万事的主。
Because you are all-knowing God.
你知道我们每个人的心思。
You know each of our hearts.
你也常常在困难的时候给我们加力量。
You always add strength in our trial.
让我们明白你的心意。
Help us understand your will.
我们在你的里边，我们是得帮助、得保守的。
We gain protection and are we are again peace from you.
还在这边跟弟兄姐妹一起来思想神的话的时候，不过是一个神话语的管道。
Lord, I'm just a conduit here as we share your word.
愿神自己的灵自由的运行。
May your spirit flow freely.
让我们听的说的都从神的话里边同得造就同盟一处。
So that the listener and the speaker may be built up at the same time from the same source.
我们这样一起的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 那我们先来看今天要讲的第一点，圣经对瘟疫啊，怎么的？要怎么放？
它下面会有 app， 它会回出去。
哦，
可能是刚放在你面前会怎么样？
啊 ，OK。哦，谢谢。我希望你设计好了。
不要紧，是有点问题。
OK， 好的，那我们继续的来讲啊。当你打开圣经的时候，圣经里边有没有记载瘟疫的事情？有。
When you open up the Bible, did the Bible talk about anything related to plague? Yes.
大部分多瘟疫都记载在哪里
？So most such records were recorded where? Do you know?
在旧约里边
，In the Old Testament，
那新约里边是比较少，但是新约里边虽然比较少，但是那讲的话是很重的，分量很重。
Also, fewer plague were recorded in the New Testament, but when it was recorded, it carried a huge weight.
圣经里边提到的瘟疫，第一次是在哪里
？So when did the first plague occur according to Bible?
当我们打开圣经的时候，当你打开圣经到出埃及记的时候
，Open Exodus。
出埃及记的时候，神差摩西去见法老王。
So God sent Moses to see the Pharaoh。
那对那个摩西对法老王。在旧约里边呢，讲到的第一个瘟疫呢，是对外邦人的。
So the first plague occurred against the Gentiles.
而且就是在埃及地的一个瘟疫。
It happened in Egypt.
神在施行瘟疫以前呢，他早就给了埃及人法老王有警告。
Actually, God had already warned the Egyptians and the Pharaoh before the plague occurred.
当时摩西找法老王的时候，就告诉他说，我们希伯来人遇见了我们的神，那因为我们现在在你这边做苦工，所以就求你容我们去旷野。
So, Moses asked the Pharaoh to allow the Hebrews to go to wilderness to worship the Lord.
在这边。他们要走三天的路去祭祀耶和华我们的神。
And Moses asked the Pharaoh that give us freedom to go, and we need to go 3 days into the wilderness.
那么去做什么呢？去祭拜耶和华我们的神。
We need to go there to worship our Lord.
而且他也说了，如果你不让我们走的话呢，耶和华神呢就要用瘟疫刀兵攻击你们。
And he warned Pharaoh, if you don't let us go, then pestilence and sword will befall you.
我们知道，在出埃及记里边一共有十个灾。
We know, in Exodus it recorded 10 plagues.
第一、第二、第三、第四灾。上帝都没有降下瘟疫。
For the first four, no plagues occurred.
一直到第五个灾的时候，神才降下灾疫瘟疫。
They were just past other disasters, but the fifth one, the plague occurred.
在这里的时候，请大家注意。
So note here.
这个瘟疫是。人无视上帝事先的警告。
The reason the plague occurred is because man ignored the warnings of God.
一再抵挡神。
And keep on fighting against God.
而且当你读这段圣经的时候，第五在圣经的时候，那是发生在第九章里边。
So, when you read Exodus chapter 9,
那次的瘟疫你去看，他说瘟疫仅仅是什么？降在埃及人的牲畜身上。
So the plague befell on the animals of the Egyptians.
以色列人的牲畜都没有事。
However, the animals from the Israelites' household were intact.
而埃及人和以色列人人都没有事。
Both Egyptians and Israelites were intact also.
所以这里边你就可以看到
For this
神降灾
the Lord,
是神公义的审判。
The Lord let plagues happen is out of his righteous judgment.
他不会放任恶而不管。
He won't just let people do whatever.
神的公义也有神的慈爱。
Lord, the God is just and gracious.
所以神的惩罚是人所轻于人所当受的。
And the punishment of God is less than what man deserves.
在发怒的时候仍然以怜悯外还。
Even when he was angry, he still have compassion.
人的罪抵挡神会触怒神的怒气。
And the sin of man fight against God and will make God make God angry.
但是他不是暴君。
But he won't be angry forever.
而是以公义来对付罪恶。
He used his justice to deal with sin.
他的普洁，他的爱普洁普天下。
And his love touches everywhere.
在这里时候，也请大家特别的注意到第九章第十五节里边有一句的话。
Note here, verse 9:15.
神说：“我若伸手用乐琴攻击你和你的百姓。”
For by now I could have put out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence.
啊，你早就从地上除灭了。
And you would have been cut off from the earth.
所以今天，如果神是在全地要施行瘟疫的话，那今天全世界死亡的人数恐怕就不会仅仅是三千多个人。
Had the Lord let the plague inflict the whole earth, then there will be more than 3,000 who died.
在这里，我们也要清楚地看到。
From here, we can see clearly.
所以瘟疫不是掌管世界的神失控的产物。
The reason the pestilence happens not because God lost his control.
也不是魔鬼和别的受造物手中的产物。
And it's not the product of Satan either.
它是神在神的手中，是神用来惩罚的工具。
Any plague is in the control of God. He used that to punish the evil.
所以从在外邦人的第一次的惩罚里边，我们看错，神是有愤怒，人的罪恶引起了神的愤怒而降下瘟疫。
In the first plague, we can see that it's the man's evil deeds that caused the wrath of God.
我们知道最终以色列人是出了埃及。
We know eventually Israelites got out of Egypt.
那出了埃及以后呢，后边有追兵，在红海就出现了非常壮观的一幕，就是以色列人过干地过红海，埃及的军兵都被红海的水都淹没了。
Afterwards we know that there's another scene. The Israelites were trying to cross Red Sea. However, there were armies, the Egyptian armies, pursue them. In front of them, there were Red Sea. And through God's miracle, they crossed the Red Sea like on dry land. But the Egyptians were thrown into the sea.
因为他们遵照神的吩咐，要浩浩荡荡地经过迦南的美地。
Because according to God's purpose, they are going to enter the land of Canaan.
在进到迦南美地以前呢，他们在旷野上走路。
Before entering Canaan, they walked in the wilderness.
旷野是大而可畏的。
The wilderness is vast and expansive.
以色列人虽然被神分别出来了，出了埃及。但是他们肉体的本性还是很顽梗的。
Although Israelites has been saved by the Lord from the Egyptians, but they are still stiff-necked.
所以一路上面他们的叛逆本性就暴露的淋漓尽致。
From the wilderness, we can see their stubbornness and their rebellion against the Lord.
在这里的时候，我们就来看看。对以色列人，神是降下了哪些的瘟疫
？So we can see now what plague the Lord allowed to happen upon the Israelites.
在这里，我们来看四次神降下的瘟疫，在圣经里边很清楚记载的。
The Bible recorded four of them clearly.
第一次是当他们经过旷野，来到了迦南地的门口。
The first time the plague occurred at Kadesh, near the Canaan entrance.
在那里的时候，大家都很熟悉的一个故事，从小朋友的主日学上面就讲的，摩西什么派了十二个探子进入迦南地。
So, we are all familiar with one Sunday school story, which is Moses sent 12 people to scout the land of Canaan.
我们知道12个探子去了迦南地一个月。
They stayed there for 1 month.
对，他们回来的时候呢，是两个人抬着一挂的葡萄抬回来给会众看。
And when they return, two people carry some grapes to show the.
他们中间只有两个人说，耶和华给我们这个地，我们要上去，因为耶和华跟我们同在。
Only two out of 12 said, "And the Lord has given us this land. Let us go there."
十个人呢，回来传的都是恐慌和沮丧的消息。
But 10 out of 12 brought terrifying news.
他们回来传的是那个里边的那些人多么的高大。
They told the audience that the people there are huge.
就好像今天我们做基督徒的一样，存着不幸的恶心，遇到一些挫折，就说主啊，你在哪里？
And just as us Christians today, each time we face any trials, we would lose our faith and wonder where God is.
当我们在神的恩待的里边，我们欢呼高唱，但是遇到挫折的时候，我们能不能还是抬头仰望主，相信他呢？
When we experience God's grace, we might sing and be happy, but during the trial, can we still put our faith in Him?
我们知道只有两个人有信心，说耶和华既把我们带到这里，一定会把我们带进去的。
Only two people kept their faith. They said, "Since the Lord has guided us here, for sure He will guide us into the land."
为什么呢？因为耶和华是信实的主。
Because the Lord is faithful.
一定会将那个高大的亚那族人交在我们手中的。
So the Lord will subdue the Amorites.
同样遇到的一种境况里边，人的心是不一样的。
Facing the same situation, man's heart react differently.
有信心的人，越是在这个在逆境的时候，在苦难的时候，知道说我要紧紧依靠的是我可以依靠的上帝。
The faithful hold fast to Lord closer in adversity.
没有信心的人，一遇到挫折就被恐惧和抱怨吞吃。
And the unfaithful were devoured by fear.
在加底斯发生的那个情况就是如此。
In Kadesh, the same thing happened.
所以你就看，上帝说什么？只有两个人你们有信心，其他的人凡是年老的都在旷野走了38年，加上前面一共走了40年。
So only two out of 12 kept their faith. Therefore, all the elderly people lost their lives after working in the wilderness for 40 years.
所以神就对摩西说，
So the Lord told Moses,
这些百姓藐视我要到什么时候呢？
How long, how much longer will the people do not believe me?
我在你们中间行了那么多的神迹，
I have performed so many signs, miraculous signs among you.
你们还不信我要到几时呢？
How much longer you still don't believe me?
因此神就用瘟疫要击杀他们。
So the Lord started to use pestilence to kill them.
由于摩西站在破口中为会众祷告。
Because Moses prayed for them, interceded for them.
不然的话，神的怒气发的时候，全会众恐怕就死了。
Otherwise, if the Lord let go of His wrath,
你就会看到，由于摩西的祷告，神就赦免了会众。
The whole Israelites might have died, but because the prayer of Moses, the Lord forgave the whole assembly.
所以这些余下的这些会众呢，都一个一个倒闭在旷野。
So only some of them fell in the wilderness.
整整的一代人都不能进入迦南之地。
And the whole generation cannot enter Canaan.
但是当你读发生这件事的时候，是在 民数记第十四章。
It was recorded in Numbers chapter 14.
那里有一段的经文是继续说，民数记里边是说，神瘟疫最后还是降下来的。
So eventually the Lord's plague occurred.
那个瘟疫降下来呢，用今天的话讲呢，神就是定点的清除。
So the Lord just let it happen in a certain place.
我们一般读圣经的时候就不太注意那句话，那里神就讲得很清楚，瘟疫下来就是那就是使那个报恶性的十个探子死在瘟疫下。
So only those unfaithful 10 people fell under the pestilence.
而周围那么多的人都没有事。
All the other people survived.
神的惩罚精确到每一个具体的人。
So the punishment of the Lord is very accurate.
这是圣经里边记载的对以色列人施行的第一次的瘟疫。
It was recorded in the Bible as the first plague towards Israelites.
第二次是可拉的背叛。
A second happened when Korah rebelled.
我们知道这个故事大家也都非常的熟悉。
You must be familiar with this story.
因为这个故事里边有一个圣经里边绝无仅有的记载。
So it was recorded in the Bible.
那是一个从来没有过的这样的一次事情。
It's something never happened before.
那个地方就讲，由于可拉那一当的人背叛什么，地就裂开口子，他们就活活的跌落阴间。
Because the Korah group rebelled, so the land opened its mouth and devoured them.
在这样的情况下面。可拉的这批人就不是光跌到地下，而是直接跌落阴间。
So the Korah group all died, and went down the under the earth.
那是民数记第十六章里边记载的。
Was recorded on Numbers chapter 16.
那这件事，相信说每一个人看见的都应该非常的警醒了，是不是？
You would think those who witness this plague will be very much alert.
可是光过了一个晚上，第二天
but,
这些以色列人就向摩西发怨言。
But right afterwards, the second day, the Israelites started to complain against Moses.
结果在第二天就发生了，神把瘟疫降下来。
SoThe Lord let the plague befall second day.
在十六章第四十九节里边说，那次瘟疫一共死了有多少人？有14700个人。
So it recorded that that time during that plague, 14,700 died.
摩西告诉亚伦，赶紧拿着香炉点上香。在会众的营里边走。
So Moses immediately told Aaron to light up the incense and walk around with the censer.
为会众祷告。
And pray for the assembly.
他走回会众会幕门口的时候，瘟疫就止住了。
And the plague was stopped, and when he returned back to the tabernacle.
所以这里边我们就看到
From here we can see,
人即使看到了神极大的惩罚，人的心顽梗还是不信。
Even when man witnessed the plague, their heart was still stubborn.
刚刚经过一个晚上，第二天继续的不幸的恶行惹神发怒。
Just through one evening, their disbelief came backand caused the Lord's wrath.
比较起第一次瘟疫，神定点清除十个不幸的探子。
So during the first plague, the Lord just removed specifically the 10 scars among the 12.
这次神用瘟疫消灭了多少以色列人？一万，差不多将近一万五千个人。
And the second time, the Lord destroyed almost 15,000.
如果你比较两次，你就看到这里边的差别在哪里。
Compare with the two plagues, you can see the difference.
不信开始是在少数的人。
Unfaithful started from the very few in the beginning.
慢慢就蔓延开来，到全会众。
And then the disbelief gradually spread to the whole assembly.
第三次，圣经里边很明显记载的是在民数记二十五章。
The third plague was recorded clearly in Numbers 25.
就在示停的时间里边。
At Shittim.
那次事件的发生，是因为巴勒去找了巴兰，要巴兰呢诅咒以色列人。
It happened because Balaam asked Balaam to have a curse on the Israelites.
但是呢，上帝没有让那个巴兰说诅咒的话，反而说了祝福以色列人的话。
But instead of giving a word of curse, Balaam had a blessing for the Israelites.
但是这个巴兰非常的不好，他就让告诉那个巴勒，你要用美人计可以把以色列人打败。
But Balaam was not a decent person. He told Balaam to use a beauty trap to beat the Israelites.
当以色列人在失情的时候，就与摩押的女子行淫。
So at Shittim, the Israelites men prostitute themselves.
而这些的女子大部分都是在拜巴利的庙里边的庙妓。
So the Israelite men prostitute themselves with the Moab women who are prostitutes.
所以这个就不仅仅是他们跟人女的奸淫，而是跟拜假神连在一起。
They are the prostitutes at the temple of Baal.
那神的怒气再一次的发作，人的犯罪，神的怒气再一次的发作。
That caused the wrath of the Lord.
那在第九节里边讲到，这次遭瘟疫的有两万四千人。
So that time the plague struck down 24,000.
跟上一次一万五千人差不多要翻一倍了。
Almost doubled from the previous 15,000.
在那个时候，出了一个叫菲尼哈的人。
And then we read the story of Phinehas.
将哥斯比达钉在地上。第八节没有关系。瘟疫才阻止了。
So Phinehas stopped the plague.
所以在这里的时候呢，这三件事，加底斯的事情，瘟疫，可拉背叛引出的瘟疫和失停事件引出的瘟疫，都是在旷野里边的。
So all this occurred in the wilderness.
我们知道后来以色列人是进入了迦南地。
Later on, we know Israelites ended up entering the wilderness, entered the land of Canaan.
在迦南地发生了多少次的瘟疫呢？圣经里边，如果你读圣经里边的先知书的时候呢，你能够大概能够看到一些。
Even in Canaan, some plague occurred. If you read the book of prophets,
但是圣经里边却记下了那次大卫数点百姓以后引起的瘟疫。
One of them was recorded. It's about when David recounted the army, the Israelites.
他是在撒母耳下二十四章。
It was recording Samuel, Second Samuel. 24.
大卫要数点他的百姓。
David got up and want to count his people.
因为他心中骄傲。
Because he was proud.
他觉得他自己多有能力，能够把这些百姓召聚在一起。
He thought he was quite a capable man who could summon all these people together.
但是耶和华却借着先知加德跟大卫说话。
But the Lord spoke through the prophet Gad.
那让大卫选择有几样的灾祸，几样的灾要降于大卫。
He told David the Lord was angry and will let several disasters befall on the Israelites, but David can choose which disaster.
第一个是你愿不愿意在你的国当中有七年的瘟疫。
The first choice, do you want 7 years of famine occur in your country?
还是说让你被敌人追赶三个月？
Or be pursued by the enemy for 3 months?
还是说你的国中有三天的瘟疫？
Or let the pestilence run your country for 3 days?
当然，大卫就很为难了，要怎么做？
It was hard for David to choose.
但是他说了一句话：我愿落在耶和华的手里。
But he eventually said, I would rather fall into the hand of the Lord.
因为他有丰盛的怜悯。
For his mercy is great.
我不愿意落在人的手中。
I don't want to fall into the hand of man.
于是什么？二十四章的十五节里边讲，耶和华就降瘟疫于以色列人。
So the Lord sent a pestilence on the Israel.
从早晨到他耶和华定的时间结束。
From the morning until the appointed time.
从但一直到别示巴。
And there died people from Dan to Beersheba.
在那次民间死了有多少人？有七万个人。
And 7,000 men died.
透过这件事使我们看到。
From this we can see.
即使在应许之地，人的心的骄傲还会惹来神的管制。
So even at the promised land, the pride of man can cause the anger of God.
特别是做领袖和带领的。
Especially the pride of the leaders.
我们在这里的时候，神我们就可以看到，当时瘟疫的止住有两个主要的因素。
We can also see here the reasons why the plague was stopped.
第一个是耶和华的怜悯。
The first, the Lord's mercy.
第二个是大卫做坛来献祭。
And second, David built up altar to make sacrifice.
是在亚兰那河床上。那么这个地方呢，就是后来所罗门建第一个圣殿的地方。
At where the Solomon later on built the temple.
所以在这里时候呢，我们可以看到那段的故事特别的告诉我们人的罪，神的怜悯和大卫的悔改。
From the story we can tell clearly that the sin of man and also the mercy of God and the repentance of David.
这一段记载突出了一点。
So one point is clear.
不是特别要来讲这个瘟疫。
The focus is not on the plague.
而是在基督里边，这个真正的圣殿里边，对自己怒气的挽回。
But the Lord's anger was relented in Jesus.
对。因此在二十五节里边说，大卫在那里为耶和华做了一座坛。
So in verse 25, it says, David, King David, built an altar for the Lord.
他在那边献祭。
And he offered the sacrifice.
所以圣经就讲，耶和华就垂听国民所求的。
And the Lord listened to the prayer.
那瘟疫呢，就在以色列的中间给止住了。
And the plague was stopped among the Israelites.
那我们回过来再来看一下，我们接下来再来看一下新约。
Now look at the New Testament.
新约里边有关圣、有关瘟疫的记载，不像旧约那么多。
Not many records about plague as the Old Testament.
讲到瘟疫的只有两个地方。
Only two places mentioned in the New Testament.
就像我刚才说的，新约虽然讲的不多，但是讲的话的分量却非常的重。
As I mentioned earlier, even though there were less records of a plague in the New Testament, but those words carry a huge weight.
一次是记载在路加福音的中间。
One was recorded in Luke.
那路克在路加福音的第二十一章。
21.
21:11。
21:11。
在十一节里边是这么说的，那上面有，我也，那上面有，对。然后这边说，地要大大震动，多处必有饥荒瘟疫，又有可怕的异象和大神迹从天上显现。
There will be great earthquakes and in various places famines and pestilences, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven.
第二个地方呢是。在启示录。
So the second place about plague was recorded in Revelation.
在启示录第六章第八节。
6:8。
我就观看，见有一匹灰色的马，骑在马上的名叫作死，鹰父也随着他，有权柄赐给他，可以用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫。野兽杀害地上四分之一的人。
And I looked and behold a pale horse, and his rider's name was Death, and the heat followed him, and they were given authority over force of the earth to kill with sword and with famine and with pestilence and by wild beasts of earth.
那在路加福音讲的是末世的征兆。
So in Luke he talked about the signs of the end of age.
在启示录讲的是最后的审判。
In the Revelation, it talks about the final judgment.
在最后审判的时候，我请大家注意，我刚才读的时候，大家是不是注意到？这匹灰色的马，骑在马上的叫作死。
In the Revelation, it says clearly there was a pale horse, and its rider's name was Death.
而且呢？阴间也随着他的。
And he follows him.
但是后边有句话说，有权柄赐给他们。
And afterwards it says they were given authority.
谁有权柄赐给来做这件事呢？
Who gave them the authority to do this?
是我们的神。
It's all God.
所以这一点你就可以看到，无论世界上发生什么，包括瘟疫，都是上帝有权柄在那里的。
So you can see from this, whatever happens is the Lord who holds authority.
这里边而且很清楚地告诉我们，这不是一个故事。神在这边已经说了，那个时候发生的时候，将会有地上四分之一的人被杀害。
So watch here, it's not just a story. It says here that a fourth of the earth will be killed.
今天全世界有70亿的人。
So right now there is 7 billion people on the earth.
如果四分之一的话要多少？
How much is 1/4?
将近20亿的人。
About 2.1 billion.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这个不是一个故事，这个不是我们听听而已，这是要让我们警醒的。
So this is not just a story we listen and go. We need to learn from it and be alert.
那我们应该怎么样的从里边能够进一步的来思想呢？
So what have we learned from it?
首先我们要想，这些瘟疫发生的时候，是人的罪恶到极致，神的愤怒才发出来。
It's because men's sin that caused the anger of God.
那我们做人的来讲，怎么会到这样呢？
So how much sinful can human be to arouse the anger of God to such extent?
这就是来到了我们今天讲圣经对温悦认识的第二点。
So now we come to the second point.
就是讲我们人是有原罪，在原罪里边我们堕落了。
And we man has original sin and fall due to the original sin.
我们有我们这个人来到世上所犯的罪，我们的罪要受到惩罚的。
We came to this earth and we sin and our sin will be judged.
原罪这个字在圣经里边是没有的。
The original sin, the word original sin didn't exist in Bible.
是奥古斯丁是第一次提出来的。
It was Augustine who mentioned that the first time.
是指的第一对被上帝所安置在伊甸园里边的亚当和夏娃。
It referred the sin of Adam and Eve who were placed in the garden.
他们不顺服神而悖逆堕落所出现的人的不归的犯罪道路。
They didn't obey God but sinned against him.
因为请大家注意，在那里的时候，上帝是把亚当夏娃作为人类的代表来看待。